Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Moderate Podcast. I am Jimmy Davis, and we are at themoderatepodcast.com. My email address is host@themoderatepodcast.com. That's host@themoderatepodcast.com. And I've realized I've never actually put our email address out there, but that's what it is. We are on Facebook. We are on Twitter. As we always like to remind you, we're on plenty of different podcast platforms, so get us out there. If you want to leave an audio comment, you can do that through the Anchor app because we are hosted by Anchor. So download the Anchor app on either Apple or Android, and you'll be able to do that. Only on Anchor, though. You can listen to any of these. You can listen to the show on any of these different platforms, but only on Anchor is where you can get the ability to leave us audio comments. So I hope you'll do that. So I probably won't have as big of a show today as I normally do, because we've been talking about the Kavanaugh thing, and I figured I just want to put a nice little bow on that, because unless you've been living under a rock, you'll know that Brett Kavanaugh has been confirmed and sworn in as the 114th justice to the Supreme Court. And so he will begin serving his what is a lifetime appointment this coming Tuesday, and he'll jump right in to the cases that they're hearing, because this is the second week of the judicial session that the Supreme Court is in. So, you know, we've been through a lot of, you know, the things about with from the beginning of the hearings, and, you know, how there was a very big partisan divide from the beginning and then all the way through the different things with Dr. Ford. And I've read a couple of theories on various aspects of this story, one of which I thought was pretty interesting. Someone made a claim, and this, again, this is maybe conspiracy theory talking here, but someone made a claim that maybe the allegations against Brett Kavanaugh from Dr. Ford were not seen as that strong. Indeed, Rachel Mitchell, who was the special questioner, the prosecutor from Arizona that was brought in to do the questioning on behalf of the GOP during Dr. Ford's testimony to the Senate, has said that she's not even sure she would be able to bring a case. You know, there was even a preponderance of evidence. So her story was even weaker than a he said, she said. And so that led to people to believe that maybe the reason that Senator Dianne Feinstein's office Dianne Feinstein herself didn't bring this forward because they didn't think that it was going to be very credible. And, you know, they wanted to try to get other methods to try to get his nomination squashed. And when it was clear that it wasn't going to work, then at that point, the allegations were leaked. Because remember, I've always wondered why they waited so long and why everyone's so adamant that Feinstein didn't do anything wrong. And I think there even a lot of the Republicans believe that she didn't leak this information. But I don't, again, if she's the only one that had it, the only other one that had it would have been the representative from California that she'd originally given it to. So between somebody in Washington that had this information, and unless it was one of her friends that decided to blab about it, we may never know that. But I think there's an investigation into where that came from. At this point, does it really matter that much? Maybe, maybe not. But the bottom line is Brett Kavanaugh is now a member of the Supreme Court. The Democrats probably would be smart not to try to go after impeachment. If they're going to do impeachment, they might as well just try to take out their main target, and that'd be Donald Trump. Again, it's not going to happen likely. They won't have the votes in the Senate. I can guarantee you that. And so the other question now that this is done, is going to be, how is this going to affect the November midterms? It has always been about the midterms with this nomination. From day one, from July 10th on, it was always about politics. And the Dr. Ford case may have either been convenient, it might have been a ploy, or it might have just been, you know, something that Brett Kavanaugh got away with. But we'll never know. And again, I'm still thinking that something happened to Dr. Ford, but, you know, I think that there was so much doubt as to whether it was, you know, there's two main camps that came out of this right away. And again, nothing has changed over time since these allegations first came out. If you were against Brett Kavanaugh before the allegations, you were definitely against him after the nomination or after the allegations. I don't think that these allegations made people wave one way or another, especially since the stories just weren't convincing enough. And I've read articles where they talk about how her story had to change to fit the narrative for him to even have been involved with it. There's different holes that have been poked in the story. And then there's the other side that argues that Brett Kavanaugh lied on, you know, perjured himself, specifically with the entries in his yearbook. Now, admittedly, I was a huge, huge nerd, huge dork in high school, okay? And I have to believe that if there are these terms that are out there, especially back in the, you know, think about the early 80s, right? And how they communicated back then compared to now. I mean, you can get certain, you know, aspects of these types of terms now. You can find out what they mean now, or find out what they mean a lot easier today than you could have 35 years ago, right? So back in when I was in high school, back in the late 90s, it was probably, you know, there might have been terms that I'd heard of at that point, but I didn't truly know what they meant until later on. And that could have been very well the case with Brett Kavanaugh as well. Again, to bring up him on perjury charges based on him saying he didn't know, you know, saying that the things that he said in his yearbook meant other things. Maybe him and his friends were dorks and they took the things that those things and made them mean something else. Or maybe they didn't know what they meant and they've heard it, but they didn't know what they meant. So they kind of used it and thought they were being funny and didn't know what the true meanings behind them were. Again, I don't think that was enough to bring perjury charges against Brett Kavanaugh. I mean, if that's the best that they're going to get at this point, then, you know, because a lot of people, you know, are that were against his nomination from the very beginning are now saying, oh, we're letting a rapist onto the Supreme Court. Well, okay. So I guess he's guilty until proven innocent. When you're saying things like that, that's really dangerous. Those are dangerous things to say. But I think what this brings out is a more fundamental argument about sexual assault. And I think that if anything, hopefully this continues the conversation that was already started. Of course, Harvey Weinstein is probably the one that really started the conversation. And we've seen other people in Hollywood that have faced the Me Too movement legitimately. And again, that's not to say that Brett Kavanaugh doesn't face it legitimately, but I think his allegations are not quite as concrete as other ones we have seen. And it gets to the point where we wonder why these things are happening. Well, the reality is that sexual assault, sexual harassment, degradation of women has always taken place. It's as old as time. And again, that doesn't make it right. I'm just right now what I'm trying to do is explain the why, not the justification for it or an excuse for it. I'm attempting to explain why it happens. And I had a conversation with a colleague of mine talking about this very topic. The bottom line is men are wired by nature. They're wired to be a certain way. We are animals. We have certain instincts. And our instincts are to, do things to get a mate, right? And just like we talk about motherly instincts and how moms love their children in a different way, that has nothing to do with how society says moms should love their children versus dads. That is on the biological level. I don't think it's any different than certain people that are gay. I think people that are gay are that way because of their biology, not because of society. And I think that men treat women the way they treat women, partly because of their biology. And because of society, it's actually made it better over time. And I think it'll continue to evolve. That's why we evolve, right? Think about where this country has been was back in the 1700s. When this country was first founded, you know, we had presidents that had slaves, right? Think about that. We had presidents that owned slaves that were African Americans. If someone was even at a KKK rally today and there was a photograph of them at a KKK rally, there's no way they'd be elected to be president. No way. Because we have evolved over time and we see things now that back then, that we see things now that we think are wrong, that back then was perfectly acceptable. Now, I'm not saying that racism is your nature, is in our nature. I'm not saying that being homophobic is in our nature. But over time, we're going to, I think, right those wrongs. I think we're a little ahead of the game, farther ahead of the game in racism. I think racism is now more of a regional problem than it is, there is racism everywhere. But I think it's much more of a problem in certain parts of this country than it is in others, for sure. And I think that being homophobic is going to go the same way. It's just we're a couple of generations behind. But this whole thing with sexual assault and rape and sexual harassment is something that's probably never going to be solved to the extent that those other two issues can be solved because of the nature of which we are made up. And certain people lose their ability to control their biology, control how they are, and their instincts come out when they're drunk. And people that are like that probably shouldn't drink as much, because if they can't control themselves, they shouldn't put themselves or somebody else in that situation. And so unfortunately, because of that, I think women are always going to be at a disadvantage in terms of having to, protect themselves from men. It's just the unfortunate truth. I don't know how we ever get by that. Maybe we evolve. Maybe our DNA evolves over time. That's going to take hundreds, if not thousands, of years to happen. So we're always going to have to deal with it. So because of that, that's why when so many women, that's why the percentages of true sexual assaults are so high in terms of women that are claiming it happened. That's why the percentage is so high that it actually happened. We like to think that it doesn't happen, but the reality is that it does. And I think that, quite frankly, we're lucky it's as low as 1 in 4 women, or maybe between 1 in 4 and 1 in 5 women that have experienced a sexual assault of some sort in their lifetime. I'm surprised that number isn't higher. And I'll bet you, if you look 50 years ago, 100 years ago, that probably was much higher. So the reality is that feminism has worked to the extent that it has brought attention to these things, and it is no longer acceptable to society, as well it shouldn't. But but to ignore the fact that the reason that happens, and not justifying it again, I'm not justifying, but the reason that it happens is because of partly of nature. And it is up to men, it's not up to women, it is up to men to control it. It is up to men to control those instincts, conform to society the way it should be, and over time, we can make those numbers go down, continue to go down. But unfortunately, because of that, it's going to continue to happen. This is a much harder issue to solve. We can solve being sexist. I think that part does fall under the same realm as racism, homophobic. I think it falls under that same category. Whereas that's something that we can evolve from and overcome. But the sexual assault stuff is just, it unfortunately, that's not as easy of a problem to solve. But it's up to guys, not only for us to just control ourselves, but to hold other guys accountable for it. If you see it, you got to stop it. And if you have a friend that's like that, you got to stop them. As you know, as hard as that may sound, sometimes, you know, you have that guy that's like that. I think most guys have friends that they know are like that. It's up to us to stop them and tell them, look, dude, you're an idiot. Shut the hell up. Get out of here. If you're going to pull that crap, you're not going to pull it in front of me. I'm pulling you out of here. We're going to go home. I'm pulling you out of this situation before you hurt somebody and you get in trouble for it. But it's not the consequence that I'm afraid of. It's the victim that I'm afraid for. So before there's a victim, it's up to us guys to prevent that from happening. It ain't funny. We are the solution. We're not part of the solution. We are the solution. Let's get to a point where men or women are not afraid to be with men and that they don't have to take precautions to do that. It's up to us to get to that point. But we're never going to truly be there. It's going to take, like I said, hundreds of years for that to happen. And I don't even know if we ever will get there. Because as long as heterosexual men exist, well, if heterosexual men don't exist anymore, then we're screwed as a society. We're not going to procreate anymore and there's going to be no more kids, right? Unless everyone starts doing, you know, in vitro fertilization. But the bottom line is, obviously, we have a nature, right? We either like, you know, either like the opposite sex or we like the same sex. That's our nature. No one teaches us that. You know, it's funny. People on the right are always so afraid of their kids turning out gay because of something that they did. You know, if like you have a conservative parents and then their son or daughter turns out to be gay, and they try to look back as to, oh my God, what did I do? Why did this happen? Well, why it happened is because that's just the way they are. It has nothing to do with what you did. Just accept them for who they are. So I think that as a society, this needs to be, this whole episode, whether Brett Kavanaugh did or didn't do it, whether Christine Ford was raped or not raped or not attempted to be raped or somebody else did it to her or whatever, let's take this as an opportunity to recognize the fact that sexual assault is a real thing that really happens and that we have to do something about it. And it's up to us guys to keep other guys in check and to hold them accountable and to throw the book at them if something happens to them and make it safe for women to tell somebody that something happened to them. That is what is up to us. And if that's the lesson we learned from this whole Brett Kavanaugh episode, and that's something that we end up doing, then maybe that makes it all worth it. Not the fact that Dr. Ford went through what she went through, okay? But let's take this now. Let's take something that bad that happened and it turned into something that we can learn from as a society moving forward. So with that being said, thank you for joining me on the Moderate Podcast tonight. Remember to visit our website at www.themoderatepodcast.com. And I always say we, you know, like the Queen's we, right? I mean, I'm so used to that because I used to work in radio and it was a radio station I worked for, or at least in college. And so it was always we. So I always got in the habit of we, but I'm a one-man show. There's no we. There is me. That's it. We'll hopefully get back to normal topics. And we're going to keep an eye out. We're going to start looking at what's going to happen in the November election. We're less than 1 month away now. So a lot to talk about probably in the next month. We're going to start focusing on California issues a little bit. I'm going to talk about some of the California ballot initiatives that are out there. And so a lot to talk about, a lot to see what's going to happen in the House. You know, I think with this whole Kavanaugh thing, we've kind of lost focus on there is another branch, or there is another House of Congress, and that is the House of Representatives. And guess what? All 435 of them, just like they are every 2 years, is up. And so it'll be interesting to see what happens. So anyway, thank you for joining me, and I will see you next time. Until then, keep it real.